This is Audible.
William Morrow and Harper Audio present a full cast presentation of Good Omens, the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, Witch, by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. Caveat. Bringing about Armageddon can be dangerous. Do not attempt it in your own home. The authors would like to join the demon Crowley in dedicating this book to the memory of G.K. Chesterton, a man who knew what was going on.
Forward by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Read by Neil Gaiman. People say, what was it like writing Good Omens? And we say, we were just a couple of guys, okay? We still are. It was a summer job. We had a great time doing it, we split the money in half, and we swore never to do it again. We didn't think it was important. And in a way, it still isn't. Good Omens was written by two people who, at the time, were not at all well known except by the people who already knew them. They weren't even certain it would sell. They certainly didn't know they were going to write the most repaired book in the world. Believe us, we have signed a delightfully large number of paperbacks that have been dropped in the bath, gone a worrying brown colour, got repaired with sticky tape and string, and in one case consisted entirely of loose pages in a plastic bag. On the other hand, there was the guy who'd had a special box made up of walnut and silver filigree with the paperback nestling inside on black velvet. There were silver runes on the lid. We didn't ask. Etiquette tip. It's okay, more or less, to ask an author to sign your arm, but not good manners to then nip around to the tattoo parlour next door and return half an hour later to show them the inflamed result. We didn't know we'd do some signing tours that would be weird, even by our generous standards. Talking about humour in 15-second bursts in between news flashes about the horrific hostage situation down at the local Burger King. Being interviewed by an ill-prepared New York radio presenter who hadn't got the message that Good Omens was a work of what we in the trade call fiction, and getting a stern pre-interview warning about swearing from the diminutive director of protocol of a public service radio station because you English use bad language all the time. In fact, neither of us swear much, especially not on the radio. But for the next hour, we found ourselves automatically speaking in very short, carefully scanned sentences while avoiding each other's eyes. And then there were the readers. God bless them. We must have signed hundreds of thousands of copies for them by now. The books are often well read, to the point of physical disintegration. If we run across a shiny new copy, it's usually because the owner's previous five have been stolen by friends, struck by lightning, or eaten by giant termites in Sumatra. You have been warned. Oh, and we understand there's a copy in the Vatican Library. It'd be nice to think so. It's been fun. And it continues.
Good Omens, a narrative of certain events occurring in the last 11 years of human history, in strict accordance, as shall be shown, with the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter. Compiled and edited with footnotes of an educational nature and precepts for the wise by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. Dramatis personae, supernatural beings. God, God. Metatron, the voice of God. Aziraphale, an angel and part-time rare book dealer. Satan, a fallen angel, the adversary. Beelzebub, a likewise fallen angel and prince of hell. Haster, a fallen angel and duke of hell. Ligger, likewise a fallen angel and duke of hell. Crowley, an angel who did not so much fall as saunter vaguely downwards. Apocalyptic horsepersons. Death, death. War, war. Famine, famine. Pollution, pollution. Humans. Thou shalt not commit adultery, Pulsifer, a witchfinder. Agnes Nutter, a prophetess. Newton Pulsifer, wages clerk and witchfinder private. Anathema Device, practical occultist and professional descendant. Shadwell, witchfinder sergeant. Madam Tracy, painted Jezebel, mornings only, Thursdays by arrangement, and medium. Sister Mary Loquacious, a satanic nun of the Chattering Order of St. Beryl. Mr. Young, a father. Mr. Tyler, a chairman of a residence association. A delivery man. Them. Adam, an antichrist. Pepper, a girl. Wensleydale, a boy. Brian, a boy. Full chorus of Tibetans, aliens, Americans, Atlanteans, and other rare and strange creatures of the last days. And dog, satanical hellhound, and cat warrior.